Dish TV is better than cable TV. Here's why. Dish has the nation's lowest TV price, along with an award-winning DVR that can skip commercials, record 8 shows at once, and get access to thousands of movies at your fingertips. Cable simply can't even compare. So the smart choice is to cut the cable and get Dish. Plus, you get all these great TV features, free HD DVR upgrade, free installation, and free movie channels. Say goodbye to cable and get more with Dish TV.
Call 800-579-0107. 800-579-0107.
As an added bonus, you can switch to Dish now and receive a $50 Visa gift card. So call now and get Dish TV.
800-579-0107. 800-579-0107. That's 800-579-0107.
Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, monthly equipment fees, and other restrictions apply. Promotion can change at any time.
The others pretend. You're listening to the only sports talk show in America that actually cares what you've got to say. From the press box to press row, here's your host, Donald Ware.
As we've done since 2006, talking with some of the top HBCU football prospects who have an opportunity to hear their name called in the National Football League draft. And on the line, we're joined by a gentleman. And, you know, when I think back, you know, Edward Waters brought football back in 2001. And in the modern times of football at Edward Waters, if my memory serves me correctly, I don't believe that there has been a player that has played in the National Football League, certainly not one that has been drafted. That could change in 2020. Got a young man on the line. Matthew Wilkerson played tight end, played defensive end. He's 6'6", somewhere between 260, 270. Had a really good season for Edward Waters in his only season. He is from Citra, Florida. He joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Matthew, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Glad to have you. Just your thoughts. Edward Waters obviously playing a lot of D2 schools, some D1 schools getting ready to make the move to Division II in the SIAC. Just your thoughts on the 2019 season at Edward Waters.
My thought is it was amazing. It was a fun rodeo, everything. And I'm looking forward for them to make a big jump in Division II.
Yeah.
And we'll actually win some games.
Yeah, no question. I think you've helped to lay the foundation for that a little bit. And, you know, looking at some of the numbers that you were able to put up. First of all, I mean, you don't really see that many two-way players anymore in college football. So talk about that, playing two ways, both at tight end and at defensive end.
Oh, playing both ways, you have to be in great shape and have to be more prepared than anything. And you have to be a dog also, because going from offense to defense and getting right back to stay on the field, oh, the mentality. It was a great experience.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Did you ever come off the field? I mean, you, offensively or defensively?
Technically, no, I didn't come off the field.
Wow. So, yeah, that's interesting, Matthew. So speak to how that's going to help to prepare you for the draft from, you know, a position of working out and so forth. Like, You probably can work out for long periods of time and not even worry about getting tired.
Yes, sir. It actually had got me in the best shape of my life. Boy, the best shape I ever been in, honestly. And then it teaches me a lot about the game, because I think I'm going to prepare to play tight end. So it gave me the mind frame to be aggressive in the blocks and kind of understand defense and where the hole's at. So it actually helped me out a lot.
You know, I read where you're 6'6", but I've read where you may be 260 or 270. What is your weight right now?
I'm 263.
263 at 6'6". That's unbelievable. What about you? What are you running the 40 in?
I have ran 4.76.
Whew, a 4.76 for a tight end, 6'6", 263. That is excellent. Now, you were able to play in an All-Star game this year, right?
Yes, sir. I played in the College Gridiron Showcase.
Yeah, what was that experience like?
Man, that experience was great, man. That was some great talent out there. Going up against some West Virginia boys, some Notre Dame guys. Yeah, that was a great experience there.
So you had an opportunity to go up against you know, some Division One guys, some FBS guys, some Power Five guys. As a matter of fact, speak to that. How did that opportunity come about? That doesn't, you know, that it's one thing if you're playing maybe Division Two, but it's a whole nother deal when you're NAIA getting ready to make that transition to Division Two. So tell us how it came about that you were able to play in that showcase.
Well, actually, when we had played like both of the Division One games, I actually like took the spotlight, and then the guy that was from Prairie View that's on the market to get drafted, I scored on him. And honestly, it's some great talent in the NAIA, and I'm definitely one of them. It don't matter where you're D1, D2. I mean, talent speaks for itself. Football still football.
Matthew Wilkerson, now formerly of Edward Waters, plays tight end and defensive end, hoping to hear his name called in the National Football League draft. Joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. So you'd prefer to play tight end, as you mentioned, but you put up some pretty good numbers with respect to both positions, both tight end and then ultimately defensive end as well. What about, let's start with the tight end position. 30 receptions on the season in excess of 500 yards. You also had 6 touchdowns. That's a lot for a tight end. Just what about that? And just not only playing the position, can you speak to maybe one of your most memorable games this past season?
I would want to say the tying game touchdown versus Tuskegee. That was the best catch I had of my life. I was mad. I was upset. I'm like telling the coach, like, they bracking you. We can't really get you the ball. And I got in the huddle, and I looked up at the OC, and I told him, believe in me. And he believed in me and threw me the ball.
Yeah, describe what exactly happened. What did you see? Tell us exactly what happened on that play.
I had a corner route, wide corner. I looked up and seen a man. He was playing the post. I stemmed to him. I pushed the post, and I bend the corner, and I looked back, turned around. The ball was up in the air for like a jump ball, and I went up and grabbed it at the highest point.
Yeah,
I grabbed about 13 feet in the air.
Yeah, for a big man, that is very good. What about defensively? A couple of sacks, you know, on the season. Speak to that, and you know what maybe you liked about defense. I know you said you like offense better. You prefer to play tight end, but you did relatively well on defense as well.
I mean, defense, you know, it's fun. You get to run out there and get out to people and bust people open and stuff. So, like, I mean, regardless of what team get me or where I go, whatever they need me, I will play at the best of my ability. But, you know, I like defense, but coming from, you know, you're the big dog on the field, so you're getting triple team, double team every play. So when you do make a sack, it feels great. It feels like you hit the lottery.
Yeah, no question about it. For you, what has this been like in terms of working out now with the whole coronavirus situation? How – you know, tell us what kind of regimen you put in from a training perspective.
Man, I went from training from like training with Olympic running, not training by myself, like doing like a lot of running and jump roping, and don't know what to do if I'm getting too much extra work or anything, because like ain't no gyms open, so I got to do push-ups. I got to do like back arm dips. Like it's a process.
Yeah, that the voice of Matthew Wilkerson again, tight end, defensive end. Formerly now, Redwood Waters, hoping to hear his name called, joins us here on the program. You got to take us through this story. I think this is a fascinating story for you. I mentioned Citra, Florida is where you're from. Originally, you signed at NC State, right here in Raleigh. Ultimately, ended up at Edward Waters. Take us through, you know, how you ended up at Edward Waters, beginning at NC State, and what happened there, and then that whole time between State and, of course, Edward Waters.
Well, I came out of high school. I was a pretty good receiver. Committed to NC State, and I get up there to go to camp, and my Spanish class did not go through, or maybe a non-qualify, and I broke down in tears. And it took me like so many semesters to get eligible to play and to get my mind right. It was just it's painful. And then I finally went through the recruiting process and met my head coach, Greg Ruffin.
At Edward Waters, right? But take us through what happened after you left NC State.
Oh, after I left NC State, I went to a junior college in California to try to get D1 eligible, and I get up there and I pull my hamstring. So I come home and sit out for like 2 years working, doing asphalt. And I go to ASA Miami College, where my head coach, Greg Ruffin, was meeting me. And he recruited me from out of ASA, and I signed with him. He told me to believe in him and believe in the program, and I did. I did just what he told me to do.
And so were you able to stay in shape that whole time?
Basically, it's in my genetics, so yeah, I stayed in shape pretty much the whole time. Because I got, like, a brother and a first cousin in the league. So, like, the more I see them play, the more I try to get out there.
Okay, but can you speak to – because, you know, you can be in all the physical shape you want to be in. Obviously, you were in great physical shape. But there's a mental part to this, and I think you touched on that where – you know, you broke down after you found out that one Spanish class made you a non-qualifier. And then it seems like from there, you had to build yourself back up from a mental perspective. Talk about that.
Yeah, so by me going to California and, like, way up here where, like, it's no scholarships, there's no money, and then it's, like, the program suck and the talent suck. It was just hard, like. And then I just, like, broke down. I kind of, like, I didn't give up, but I had to refine myself.
Yeah, and I think we got a note. So when you came out of high school, I mean, I mentioned you're, what, 6'6", 263 now. Tell us what you were coming out of high school.
Well, I'm like 6'4", 185.
So how does one, in that amount of time, put on a whole new person, if you will? Like, that's almost a 100-pound difference.
Because, like, I got brothers that played in the NFL, and so, like, and cousins. So when they come back, I used to work out with them on the off season, and then like my natural, like, genetics is, like, big. So, like, when you work out, when I work out, I was starting, like, gain mass and stuff. And then I told myself I'm a defensive end, so I wouldn't have put no mass. And then realized, hey, I stick play wide receiver too, and I'm still fast.
So obviously the hybrid in between that would be obviously the tight end position. Speak a little bit more to that in terms of your cousin, relatives that have played in the league, who they are. Tell us who they are and, you know, what teams they played for.
Muhammad Wilkerson, he played with the Jets.
Yep.
And he played with the Green Bay Packers. And Lorente McCray, he played with Denver Broncos, and now he played with Jacksonville Jaguars.
And yeah,
every off season we get out there together.
Yeah, no question. It's great to have somebody to look up to with respect to that. A couple of more thoughts with Matthew Wilkerson, now formerly of Edward Waters, hoping to hear his name called in the National Football League draft. So, you know, I'm reading, you know, maybe a late round pick for you, perhaps, you know, if at the very least priority free agent. You know, as we stand right now, what are you hearing in terms of where you could ultimately be drafted?
You say, what do I hear now?
Yeah, in terms of where you could ultimately be drafted.
Probably 7th round.
Yeah, is that what you're hearing right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That is absolutely awesome. So where are you going to be throughout this whole process? Are you back in Citra?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what do you think, Matthew, it's going to be like if you hear your name called, and even if you don't, you're going to be at least a priority free agent, man. What do you think that's going to be like when it is your time to ultimately go to camp as a National Football Leaguer?
Man, I think it's going to be like heaven on. I just think it's going to be like, man, I ain't even got the feel right now because my body's still numb from like the process. It's just going to be a great feeling. It's gonna be a great feeling, and I don't even know how to feel right now, like, cause it ain't happen. Like, I need it to happen for me to actually have that feeling.
Yeah, to even be able to think about how it would feel. Well, Matthew, we appreciate the time, of course. Matthew Wilkerson, hoping to hear his name called in the National Football League draft, tight end. Now you're willing to play either way though, right? Tight end, defensive end, doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't matter. Wherever they need me at, I'm going to play. I don't want to care if it's the center or kicker. I'm going to be the best.
Love the spirit. Matthew Wilkerson, now formerly of Edward Waters. Again, hoping to hear his name called in the National Football League draft for 2020. Joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Matthew, really appreciate the time. Appreciate you sharing your story, man. And however it goes, man, you've put in the work. And by the way, how's your family doing with the, in terms of this whole COVID-19 pandemic? How's everybody in your family?
Man, they're going crazy.
Yeah, not being able to do a whole lot, right?
Yeah, they're going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that honestly what messed me up, because like, I was projected to go like fifth round, and I couldn't get like an actual pro day to showcase my skills. So, yeah, it's going crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and that would have maybe helped you out a little bit. Well, I think the scouts, you're definitely on a lot of radars. Wouldn't be surprised to hear your name called before the seventh round, man. We really appreciate the time. I appreciate you sharing your story. Continued success in everything you do.
Yes, sir.